Blog Talk Radio.
From the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Oh, city where the sun shine bright, palm trees blow in the wind. Ah, the sun is shining beautiful today. Wish you were here. Ah, we're enjoying this wonderful weather that we have at this time. But we thank God for it, and you thank God for your weather too. Praise God. Could be worse. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So glad to be with you, you and you today on Time to Talk About It. We trust that you're enjoying yourself, and we would like for you to call and let us know. Give us a little word of encouragement, 1-347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Give us a call while we're on the air so you know we would be very much encouraged, if you would, to know that, you know, you've been blessed, you know, you enjoyed listening. maybe you have an idea, you know, of how we can better this broadcast. You know, there's always a way you can do things much better than what you are doing them. You understand? Praise God. Hallelujah. But anyway, we thank God for you anyhow. Whether you call or not, we just love you anyway. We just love people. We'd love to see you. We'd love to touch you. We'd love to just say, you know, shake your hand or hug you or some type of greeting we want to do with you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It doesn't matter what color you are, where you're from, where your national origin, your family lineage. It doesn't matter where you're from, where you are, whatever. You don't have to be saved. You're not saved. We'll praise God with you, too, if you want to praise him. But if you don't, well, we'll keep our praise to ourselves. Bless God. Hallelujah. But we want you to know how much we love you. That's all. Wouldn't you like for someone to tell you how much they love you too? Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Praise God. Well, anyway, bless God. We are going a little bit further, and we have our prayer list here today. We are still praying for Tanny. Oh, yes. That pardon me, that God will undertake in her life, and that, you know, he would direct her in the right path. Yes, direct her. You know God always do if we listen. He will direct us in the right path. Yes, he will. We thank God for her anyway, asking for prayer. And right here we are praying for Martinez. Is that the one? Is stage 4 cancer? And we are praying for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, oh God, so many are fighting that awful spirit of cancer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we take authority over that spirit right now, and we command that it take its flight from Martinez, from Martez. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we bind that spirit, leave not a trace. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we calling it done right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And Anthony Hawkins, who lost their mother, we're praying for them today in the name of Jesus. And we praying that God will comfort you in your hour of need. right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Just thank God that, you know, whatever, keep memories. You have glorious memories in your life about when your mom is gone. And I have glorious memories about mine, for mine, in my life, too. You know, I keep those memories and some pictures, too, of course. You know, and you look at them and your memories come back, flood back. You're not sad. You're just rejoicing that you had such a great mom. Isn't that right? And we thank God. And today we bless God for David Alfred also. In Jesus' name, we thank God for David Alfred right now. That God is moving in his life, and we're going to believe God's going to make him every whit whole all the way in Jesus' name. And we send in love to Viola, too, right now in Jesus' name, that doing a little bit better, praise God. Every little bit counts, don't it? Yes, it does. And we thank God for it. We thank God for blessing her right now in Jesus' name. And she's coming. She's going to come out. We gonna believe with her. How about that? You going to believe with her? All right. And we still praying for Jake also, who's out of the hospital. You know he had a little problem there, but he's out of the hospital. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, God is doing it. Somebody ought to say, God is doing it. Yes,
God
he is.
Doing it.
Yes, he is. God is healing his people. And we're going to keep praying and praying for you, and you, until we hear some good news that whatever your ailment is has changed. Something has changed, and not for the better, but for the good. We are believing God to give you a reversal of whatever is wrong with you. You are you today. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Praise God. We are praying today for... Also, a request came over for Tony Singh to whatever it is, I don't know, got stuck, you know, with a needle that was in trash. You know, people threw away the needles in the trash. You don't know what was on the needles, you don't know. And so we're praying that nothing negative, okay, that everything positive would come out. And we are praying for his salvation also in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, right now, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we cancel that assignment of anything negative happening in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You never know when accidents will occur, do you? Hallelujah. All these different kind of things occur today. You know, this is why you need to thank God every day. Every day you get through another day, you need to thank him. You know, because you don't know what could have happened. You know, a mean world, people have just turned more meaner than they used to be a long time ago. I knew some mean people, but I'm encountering some ones now more meaner now than them was before. You reckon the devil done stepped up his game, huh? Mm-hmm. He stepped up his game because he wanted to destroy God's people. But somebody ought to say, it won't happen today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I am protected under the blood. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. Ooh, Jesus, you have to pray every day, people. Listen, if I don't tell you nothing else today, you got to pray every day. Every day that God carry you through and thank him for you making it through today. If you get up in the morning, you thank him for making it through the night. You just thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. You know, you say, well, how did that by somebody getting stuck with a needle encourage you. It encouraged me to thank God, you know, because it could happen to any of us. It just anybody could happen to. Stuff like that. Strange things are happening today. You know, it's like one day we were just coming from church, you know, having a good time in church, and a tree limb fell on my truck, you know. And it fell on the hood, bounced off there, and knocked my front light out, you know, and all bent my hood, you know. Just wasn't nobody on the tree. It just wasn't the sun was shining. Just fell, you know, just fell, just like that, you see. Now, you know, what kind of accident you call it? A freak accident, don't you? Was nobody around there? Somebody could have rode into me also, didn't. But that was just an odd thing, okay? You get a little paranoid now when you walk ride down the street with trees. You say, Lord, keep them trees up there on the tree. Praise God. You start praying. You hear me? And in this area, let me tell you, ain't nothing but trees. Hanging over the streets, okay? The streets you have to go on, all right? My. But God is still good. He is so good. All you do is have to laugh sometime because you don't want to cry. You laugh, say, now, look at this. Who you going to get mad with because the limb fall off the tree? You don't see nobody to get mad with. You can't fuss nobody out. Because the tree fell off, the limb fell off the tree. Just happened to fall off when I was driving through the street. Okay? Now, who you getting mad at? Nobody. So you start laughing. Ain't that funny? Hallelujah, Jesus. Anything odd happened to you lately? Now, what did you do? Who did you fuss out? Who did you fuss out? My God. I'm going to tell you, the devil can really make people mad, can't it? Yes. And then you're going to get mad with everybody because the tree fell. Would you do that? No, because wasn't nobody there for you to get mad with. My God. Yes. So that's something that happened. Anything happened to you, you know, you don't know. You could be riding along the street and the tie blow out and you say, oh, my goodness, what happened to my tie? You know, was any nail in the street? You don't find no nails in the street. You don't find nothing. It just what? Blew out. And you thank God it could have been worse. Yes. See what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Stranger things than that happened. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you it's going to be all right. Hey, hallelujah. You say, you always get all jolly up over, what, the word? Yes, I get jolly over the word. I get happy about the word. Now, I could have went through anything, all kind of storms before I get on, you know. And sometime, you know, the devil will start something just when I get ready to get on the radio. And I say, Lord, I can't make it. I don't feel so hot. I can't make it. And no soon as I get on, you know, I forgot how I felt. All it was the devil trying to hinder, block, stop the progress, okay? That's his game. But I'm telling you, I'm hip to his game, are you? My. Hallelujah, anyhow. Glory to God. I'm pressing on, you hear? And I need you to press on with me. Are you going to press on with me today? Come on, press on with me now. Oh, yes, I'm going to press on today. There's my little buddy here. The little prophet is here today. Hallelujah. Yes. He's with me today. He ain't smiling either. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for Pastor Sharon. Yeah. Here today, well, great woman of God, I think I ought to let her go right now, huh? Praise our God, hallelujah. Nevertheless, I'll start this because I started it already, letting you know what God can do, right? And if God can do it, you ought to believe him. Mm-hmm. It's in his ability to do whatever he can for you, to make a way out of nowhere for you. You should believe him. Mm-hmm. Because you are now saying that he is your God. And you believe in him, is that right? I'm going to say, everybody listening right now, you believe in Almighty God. Mm-hmm. That's why you're listening, because you believe in God. Mm-hmm. And you want to hear some more, don't you? Mm-hmm. All right, now I got your number, Donna. Ha! Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We're going to go to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel today. He going to do 2 Samuel. Now, as I was reading Samuel through Samuel, it was highly interesting. You know, you try to find a scripture to deal with, but then when you start reading, I tell you, it's the very interesting. The 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel. And I'm going to really start with the first verse, but I'm going to jump around to some other scriptures, okay? I just thought I'd tell you. And it reads in the first verse, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies." Oh, my God. Did you hear that? He spoke these words unto the Lord. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Did the Lord do anything for you today, yesterday perhaps, or today? Have God done anything for you? Now, do you have a song in your heart to sing now because he done something to you, for you rather? He said that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. And out of the hand of Saul. That was one of his big enemies, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. He delivered him. And listen, the 22nd chapter is a pretty long, nice long chapter. And in this, he's talking about just how the Lord delivered him. And all we do with this broadcast is we let you to tell us how God delivered you from the hand of the enemy. How did God, what did he do for you, huh? That you can now acknowledge him and have a song in your heart and a praise on your lips. And he said, then he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." See, God, when he deliver you, he becomes all these things to you. Now you know what he can do. So if any other thing come upon in your life, situation or chaotic thing come up in your life, you can know who you have on your side. Isn't that right? And he said, "The God of my rock, in him will I trust." Did you hear me? Now, he's become your rock. It's something you can stand on and be sure that it's not going to fall. Be sure that it won't sink like sinking sand. You hear what I'm saying today? You know of a surety today that you can believe what the words say. You know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God Almighty is on your side. And you don't have to fear what nobody or nothing can happen to you. You believe today that when the enemy come in like a flood, that you can lift up a standard against them. Do you believe me today? Glory to God. Because we're going to talk about one thing, and I want you to say this to the devil. Tell the devil this. Say, "By my God, I can." I can do it because of God. I can accomplish anything because of God. I am healed because of God. I'm going to believe it though I can't see it. I don't see any sign. I still have some pain, but because I'm going to trust God, I am going to and say I'm already healed because he said I was healed by his stripes. I was healed. When he took those 39 stripes on his back, he took it for you, 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 and you. He met you ever with whole. Now, you can believe it or not today because you can be healed. You can be made whole. You can be delivered. You can stand on the rock that won't roll. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've been reading this, and this was just kind of stirring me up. You know what I'm saying? He is my shield. See, you got to tell him what he is to you. Let him know that you realize that he's everything that you need. And David going on and saying he's the horn of my salvation. He's my high tower. Oh, my God. And let me tell you, when it's all going down, he said he's my refuge. And after all said and done, he's my Savior. Huh? And you know, have you ever thought of this? He'll save you from violence. Huh? You never thought of that, huh? You figure that you just have to get into violent situations, don't you? And you be in a violent situation, you become violent also. Is that right? Come on now. But let me tell you, you got a Savior here. He will save you from violence. This, well, I'm telling you what the words say. If you can take the word and remember that word that you need in the hour that you need it. Do you hear? That's all you need to do. If you don't know Genesis to Revelation, that's okay. But if you can find a word in the scripture where you can apply it to your situation, and you can apply it to your storm. Hear what I'm saying? Whatever storm is raging up in your life, when you can do that, glory be to God. Let me tell you, nothing's going to happen to you because you can start singing and singing a song, say, it's all right, it's all right. I know it's all right. You know beyond the shadow of doubt that everything is all right in your life. Come on, tell me, amen, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let everybody know. Because David, he came to the conclusion, he said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I'm going to call on him. We kind of give you somebody today for you to call on, huh? That's Jesus Christ today. Call on the Lord. Praise his wonderful name, huh? And he going to do what? Save you from your enemies, every one of your enemies. You know who your enemies are. You could be the enemy of sickness. It could be an enemy of all kind of catastrophes occurring in your life. Could be the enemy of lack in your life. You ain't got a dime to your name. You can't pay your light bill. You can't pay no kind of bill, holly at all. You can't see your way. Your children hungry. Oh, my God, my God. But I'm here to tell you that David also said that he was young and he's old now. He said he never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Do you hear what I'm saying? That means you put your trust in the Lord even for your children. When it's time, when they need food, you put your trust in God. Oh, glory to God. Somebody ought to say, my God can deliver me. My God can do anything but fail. I love it when he tell me about it, he can do anything but fail. So my faith go up just another notch, glory to God, where I can trust him for anything now, hallelujah. I don't have to just trust him for my food and my shelter. I can trust him to be my protector. I can trust him to be my guide. I can trust him, glory to God, to take me through deep waters. I can trust him to take me through the fiery darts of Satan. Oh, hallelujah, because he going to be right by my side. That's why when you read that scripture by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, glory be to God, you know God is going to protect you too. He told you that for an example, huh? He said also, David put it in these words, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He said, 'cause you with me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. That God is with me today. That God go with me through the valleys of the shadow of death. And when I get a little discouraged and down, he's still with me. Glory to God. I'm reminded of the scripture when he said that if you make your bed in hell, he'll be right there with you. If you make your bed in heaven, he's going to still be with you. You know that for sure. And when you go through the garden of despair, he's still with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can start singing a new song. He'll give you a new song about how I got over. Oh, Lord, my soul looked back and wondered how I made it over. I don't know how I made it this far, but I know he can bring me through anything. Every cloud that forms in my life, he'll put a silver lining at the end of it. And I can tell you this, too. You can look up and see a rainbow. And he say it won't happen like this again. Glory to God. Because I got your back. Glory to God. I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. God is on your side. You don't have to fear what people say, do, or even how they do it. All you know that God's going to protect you through the fire, through the water, through any floods in your life. Hallelujah. The flood of debts is overtaking you, and you don't know what to do, but he's your resource today. Hallelujah. He'll make a way out of nowhere. All you got to do is depend on him, trust him, and above all, call him, and he'll answer you today. Hallelujah. I know I told you I'm going to read all through here, but I'm telling you, God, I got excited about God, because he can, huh? Yes, he can. I know my God can. I trust him. Glory to God. He can make a way out of nowhere. Oh, Lord, when it don't seem like you can get anywhere, you can go there with Jesus. You ain't got a car to ride, a car come by and say, jump in. I'll give you a lift. See, the way was already made. You just didn't know how he was going to make it. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you was in deep water, don't know how you going to get to the other side, he'll send a little boat by to pick you up and carry on to the other side. Oh, hallelujah. When you look in the Bible and you find out he was preaching the gospel to a multitude of people, and they didn't have any food to eat because they followed Jesus, and the word got so good, they forgot about to bring a bag lunch. He looked around, and one little boy, his mother probably told him, say, Betty, you better take your little food with you, because I don't believe you're going to find none out there where you're going. So he took the little fish and loaves with him, and Jesus looked up to him and said, anybody here got just a little bit? I don't need a whole lot. I don't need an ocean of fish. I just need two. If I get two, I'll multiply it. And he prayed over it and multiplied those fish and loaves of bread. Had enough to feed the multitude. And after they got full, glory to God, the Bible said there was enough left over. And they had some to go home. And the little boy, when he went home, can you imagine in his mind, when he went home with the more fish and bread than he had when he came out, his mama say, baby, say, what happened? Why you are out there with the Lord? Mama, I just don't know. And I was there. I just can't really tell you. All I know, this man Jesus, he prayed over this basket. And when he prayed over this basket, he kept pulling out and pulling out and pulling out. And every time somebody else came up, he gave them some. And somebody else came up and he gave them some. Say, God is a source and he's a resource. He's a multiplier. He can multiply. multiply more than you can. Oh, yes, he can. You can go to work all day long and night too and never get enough. But when Jesus finished filling it up, you got more than enough. I'm so glad about it today that Jesus is on my side. And when my basket get low, he'll fill it up. He'll fill it up till it overflow. And when it overflow, I got enough for somebody else. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. I know you can, God, do anything but fail. I know you can, God, heal the sick and raise the dead. I know you can, Lord, fix up the broken heart. I know you can, Lord, fix the curve back. I know you can, Lord, to help the arthritic knees. I know you can, Lord, touch those popped eyes. I know you can, Lord, do anything but fail. Oh, God, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, you can. Somebody ought to say he can do it to now. He can do it for me. He can bring me out of this dark place. He can bring me out of this despair. He can bring me out of doubt and unbelief. He can bring me out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. My God. Oh, yes, he can. Hallelujah. I'm a witness today that God can do anything but fail. My God, if he can walk on the water and he can tell his man that had just a little bit of faith named Peter. And when he told Peter, he said, come on out here. Come on, try it, baby. Just try it one time and see won't I be with you. All the way. All you got to do is make one step, and I'll do the next step, and I'll carry on that further. And Peter stepped on out there in the water. I can imagine the other disciples looking and saying, is he crazy? Oh, Lord, he can't walk on water. But Peter closed his ears, and he listened to what the Lord said. And the Lord said, come. And all he did was walk out on the word. That's what you got to do. Because when David heard the word, oh, he accepted the word, and his enemies became his footstool. Hallelujah. Read it on in the scripture, glory to God, and you'll find out that he'll make your enemy your footstool, glory to God, because you got the power. He gave you the power to speak the word. So use it today. Say, God, you can bring my enemy down right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I will not accept another enemy in my life. I will not shed another tear in my life. I will not doubt anymore in my life, because you can. You can. You can. Yes, you can, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My God, my God, my God, my God, I'll tell you this, the power of God is up in here today. I tell you, the woman of God is stirred up today. Are you catching that word today? Did you catch the word? Say, I believe. And believe to say, I have what? Confidence in who? The truth. Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth today. I believe I have confidence in him today. Why? Because he is my source. He is my butler. He is my high tower. I tell you, I believe today that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. I believe all things are possible to those who believe. I believe the word of God. I believe that it is my time. I believe he gave me victory over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy shall harm us. I believe, like David said, I have never, he had never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I believe if he can bring the children of Israel over the Red Sea, I believe he can bring me over this storm too. I believe today. I tell you, the word is so awesome today. Why? Because God is awesome today. And when God brought you through great situation, and you have to give thanks unto the Lord, right? Because they say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the King of Kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Today is the day to praise the Lord, to let go and let God, and let God know that you appreciate him, how he brought you through the great sorrow, how he brought you through the valley of the shadow of death, how he brought you through the place of wilderness, how he brought you through famine. Not enough today. We ought to give God the glory and praise today, because Psalms 105 say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deed among the people, his deeds among the people. When God has brought you through, what God has done for you, you got to sometime reflect all over your life where God has brought you from. You're not what you used to be. You're not in the place you used to be, but you're here right now. Why? Because God was ordering your step today. Give thanks unto him. And the second verse is, sing unto him, sing song unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous work. Talk about what he has done for you. Talk about how he delivered you. Talk about how he healed you. Talk about when the enemy set a trap for you, he did not suffer you to bring no harm to come to you. When they set little traps and plots, he brought you all the way over. He brought you upon wings of eagles. He did not allow the trap or the snares, you know, the trap or the snares that they set in the wilderness for the birds and for the little creepy crawlies, but he did not allow those things to grab a hold of you. Why? Because he is worthy to be praised. And verse 4 says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous work that he have done, his wonder and judgment of his mouth. I tell you, God is so good. And then verse 15 says, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Or before that, verse 14 says, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Imagine that. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not, don't handle, watch how you handle my anointed. Watch what you're doing to my anointed. Why? Because they are my mouthpiece. They speak what God say to speak and do my prophet no harm. And he, moreover, he talks about even verse 18, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. So even though you may go through different situations, even though Joseph was laid in iron, he was in a prison, God did not allow the prison, the trap and the snare to overcome him, but God made a way for him to escape. So when God bring you through, you got to give thanks unto the Lord. You have to magnify his name. Why? Because it was the Lord. When you call upon him, he is worthy to be praised. When you call upon him, he will answer you today. I tell you, today is the day to just praise him. Praise him. Do you praise him? What? You can think about what he has done for you, and that can be the praise. You can sing the song and say how I got over. When I look back, my soul look back and wonder how I got over. Why? Because it wasn't your grace. It wasn't you, but it was the hands of the Lord that brought you through. So today, 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 I'll tell you, you go back in your mind and see what God has done for you. You know you were hungry. He made provision, just like the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. According to verse 41, say, he opened the rock and water gushes out. They ran in dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And we say we are connected to Abraham, right? We are connected to the King of Kings. We are connected to Abraham. So today, be blessed, be blessed. I tell you, when there was no food, he made provision. Why? He provided them what? Quail. He provided them water. He provided them shade. He provided them breeze. He provided them whatever it is they needed today. And he's the same God today. He is the same God today. Can you say to yourself, I believe today. I have confidence in the King of Kings. I have confidence in the Lord of Lords. I have confidence that he's the one that touches the hearts of men. Is he the one that turns situation around? He is the one that can move on my behalf. He is the invisible hand moving in the spiritual realm just for you. It's not your intelligence. It's not your education. It's not what you do. Is nothing that you do, but it's because of all what he has done. He died on the cross just for me and you. Why? Because he loved us so much. He got so much love for us that he died just for you. So you can say today, I believe today. I believe today. Why? Because when my parents were sick, God healed them. When they were on their deathbed, God raised them up. When they didn't know how they're going to get this and that, God sent a word by the mouth of the prophet to give them instruction to how to do this and how to do that. How can you forget what God has done for you? How can you forget where he brought you from? How can you forget when you just did not know what to do and you almost lost your mind? It was God's grace and God's mercy that brought you through. How can you forget? Even when you turn your back on him, he did not turn his back on you. He was there right there with outstretched hands waiting just for you. I believe today. I believe all things are possible to them that believe. And because you are a believer today, oh my goodness, you believe. Why? You, oh my gosh, you believe. Why? Because you are a believer, and I believe. Why? Because he is God, and there is none other but him today. I believe, I believe, I believe today. Hallelujah. I believe that God's word is true. I believe heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand today. Oh, come on now. Know that you have confidence in the word of God. It don't matter what you're going through now. Have confidence in God. When man say no, God say yesterday. When the creditors tell you you can't have it, God let you know it's already done. It is written in the heaven today. So verse 3 of the 2 Samuel 22 says what? I'm the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from the violence. So come on now. I'll tell you, he's what? He saved you from the violence. He saved you from the enemy. He saved you from the one that plot and whatever they plotted. He snares you from the snare of the enemy. He saved you today. And because he saved you today and he saved me today, I am so encouraged. Why? Because when I look over my life, I tell you, I know it was the hand of God. When trust and truth things were there being done that you didn't even know about. I tell you, he seen it all. Well, what you did not know was there, God see it, right? Don't you know that God always have his angel in camp all around you? Can you see when danger is around, how the angel comes around you and shield around you? How you see there's an accident right there, but he did not allow you to get into it. I believe today. Why? Because God said, if I call upon him, he will answer. And all you have to say, Jesus, I need your help today. I believe. So today, know that even though you may go through, he did not tell you you will not have trials and tribulation now. He did not tell you you will not suffer. He did not tell you. But can we have that confidence? Can we stand on the word of God and let the word of God come alive in us? And he said, yet, even though they may slay me, yet will I trust him. Even though I may go through this, I still will trust him. Why? Because he's the one that got the power in his hand. He's the one that got the keys to hell, death, and the grave. He's the one. He's the one. So today, turn around and just remember where God has brought you from. You know it. You, no one can tell it like you can. You know it. You know it. You know there's things in your life you don't even want people to know you are all involved in. You know that thing that if it wasn't for God, you would not be here today. You know that day when he called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, you believe that he was calling you. You believe that he was Lord of your life. You believe that you wanted to make that change. I believe today. So remember today, you can do it today. Remember, if God did it for David, David was a man, always something was always going on in his house. But what? He trusted in God. He knew that God is his source, knowing that he had confidence. He trusted the God. He said, you know what? It was better for him to be in the hands of God, angry God, than in the hands of man. And you know what? Sometimes you got to look at it like that. When man never get over the little madness, okay? Man never get over the revengeful spirit. You know how man, the flesh of carnality, the flesh of man is? They worse. But you know what? When God do a thing, you pay for it and he moves. You know, back in his good grace. But man, you'll never be in the good grace. But I thank God for today that he is what? My truth today. So believe that God is on your side today. All you got to do is call upon him, and he's able to do all things. Remember, he's your strength. He's your rock. He is everything you need today, Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that is an awesome, awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Do you believe that the Lord is on your side today? You know, I was looking at Psalms 18, and it said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horns of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I tell you, before I even know about coming into church and really serving God, you know, growing up you learn the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And when you're going through things, I can tell you, when I was going through things, that's what I leaned on. That's what I call upon. And I know that my God is my healer. I know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I know that the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And I thank God for just keeping me. I heard the apostle said, what did God do for you? He woke me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. If he ain't done nothing else but that, I thank God for that, because many did not wake up this morning. You ought to give God the praise. You ought to give him the glory, because you know what? We serve an awesome God.
And I thank God today. I thank God today for saving me. We serve an awesome God. So, you know, today, just you see somebody with a sad face today, tell them Jesus loved them. Put that smile on their face today. Know that they can lift up their Lord's name, call upon him, and that he will be right there. We serve an awesome God. Share the word today. Share the smile. Share the love, because God is love. You never know what you will be doing for that person with that sad look on their face. Call upon the Lord. Show love today one to another, because this world needs love. And know that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. So if you need prayer, or you have a praise report, or you have a question for the apostle, go ahead and you can give us a call at 347-857-3925. And she will be happy to pray for you. She will be happy to take your praise report. And she will definitely be happy to answer any questions that you have that just been burning. I tell you, we serve an awesome God, and we just thank God for just how he continued to use her. I can tell you, because he used her a whole lot in my family, and I thank God to be connected to the right source, okay? If you're not connected to the right source, you ought to be connected to the right source. And who is the right source? The right source is our Lord and Savior, I tell you. And I heard Pastor Sharon say, when she quoted that scripture, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Okay, now, guess what? That is one of his anointing. That is a mouthpiece of God. So you know what? Be connected today to the right source. If the woman of God has blessed you in any way with the words that the Lord has given her, send a donation today. Send one and say, woman of God, I thank you for the word. I thank you for you praying for me today. If you would even like to pay for the broadcast for a year or two, greatly appreciate it. You can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donation is too small or too great. And we thank all that have sent donations in. Know that you are blessed. We really appreciate it. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's pray for the nation. Let's pray for our president. Let's pray for our unsaved loved one. We can never have too much prayer. So, no, tomorrow night at 11 p.m., let's tear the devil kingdom down. Let's wage war on the enemy. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As long as I'm not worrying
how the story is,
I can let go. Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go and let God.